Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just joining on the junkies. Yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, aha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
And I'm Ryan
Get
the Stallion.
Ready for a spooky episode, as Drab likes to say.
Spooky season. Valdez is a dumb person. He's a dumb person. I love him, but he's dumb.
16 seconds in.
he's mocking me, but he doesn't understand that I was already mocking other people. He said today, he goes, I've noticed something. You've been saying spooky season a lot recently. And he goes, that's so lame.
I can tell Drab's a dad because everything is spooky. And spooky is a very toddler word to use around Halloween. And I don't like it because Drab, believe it or not, Drab and I are bonding in October because I didn't realize Drab's affinity for Halloween and slasher movies is the same as mine. And so he's asking me about all these Jason movies and Freddy Krueger, Friday the 13th things. And it tilts me every time he goes, what's a spooky movie I can put on tonight? Like, it sounds so lame.
I love spooky season.
Yeah, spooky.
Valdez doesn't realize that I'm always a step ahead of him. He didn't know that I'm mocking the phrase spooky season, which every just moron online loves to say.
I don't understand what's the problem with spooky season.
It's just a new hot phrase that like young people like to say.
It's spooky season out right now. You know, we have the colors changing.
Spooky is not spooky's lame. Halloween is about death and murder and gore.
I mean, that's spooky.
That's not spooky. Spooky is a whimsical word.
Yeah.
Whimsical words cannot be used to describe Halloween. They need to be cutting edge and sharp. Not hilarious like spooky.
Yeah, spooky is like Casper the Ghost or
that's not spooky.
Or
The ecto dude.
It was the cotton spider webs. Those are spooky. You know what I mean?
Oh, come
like,
on. Yeah.
What do you dress your staircase in?
Yeah. Like lame things.
I mean, I don't know. I just don't understand it.
Jack-o'-lanterns are spooky.
Spooky is a synonym of scary. So it's scary season.
We like.
No, you don't. You know, you don't. Whenever you go to a haunted forest or a haunted house, you don't walk out of that going, man, that was spooky.
Yeah, they don't call them spooky houses.
Okay, it was scary. Like, I don't know. All
right, yeah. You got to turn. And you know what? I love Halloween.
I think most
people love Halloween. And we brought it up on the Junkies this week when we were talking about the Dahmer Halloween costume. In my opinion, there's no such thing. Well, let's have this discussion. Is there a line when it comes to Halloween costumes that you can cross?
Oh, like being offensive.
Can you be too offensive for Halloween? Now, I think you have to
no blackface.
Okay. Yes. Sure. Okay. I wasn't really thinking that. I was more thinking of like, oh, that's in poor taste of like.
Oh, in poor taste.
That person just died or, you know.
Oh, okay. I got you. Oh, like if you dress up as the queen, for example, would that be crossing the line?
Or Coolio.
Right. When you dressed up as Coolio and you had the braids and
you know what? I had like hair sticking out.
Mm-hmm. But then you had like a giant heart on your chest that was like split in half. But is that too offensive?
For me, no.
Right.
I'm not offended easily, so I would say no. And I like pushing the limits.
You like, yeah. So I would say so this usually is why, this I'm is why not.
The holiday appeals to us, I feel like.
Usually I'm not offended, but I remember being only offended by one Halloween costume in my life. All right. Uh-huh. And I think it's so not funny. And it's actually embarrassing to tell this story. It's not about me. Mm-hmm. I'm embarrassed for this person. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, and keep this in mind, I dressed up as a terrorist in 2002.
Okay, oh my God.
All right. Offensive.
Very, very. So offensive.
Now, okay.
Osama bin Drabby.
Okay, I was 19. I was stupid and I was in college, yeah. All right? But let me tell you,
please, internet, dig up that picture. No,
I wasn't the only terrorist at the house party. Okay. Oh like, I was a general terrorist. All right, it was stupid. I don't even know like why.
Did you have like military fatigue over?
I had like a cloak, like a white cloak on. I had a fake beard down to my chest. I had a machine gun, and I
did you have a turban?
No, I couldn't find a turban, so I wore a Shriner's hat. Terrible costume. All right? Hey, you know, and I would never do that anymore.
Hey, you know, get ready for my bit this week.
You're going to come dress as a terrorist?
No, it was the Shriner's turn. Yeah.
Okay.
Every year I send a picture, the drab is very inside. Sorry. That's funny. You put a Shriner's thing on?
Yeah, I don't. I just. All right, here's what's offensive.
He walks into the party. There's another dude drinking punch with. And it's all in his beard, and he's going, "Oh man, not again!"
You thought you were clever with that, didn't you?
I did, but I'm telling you, the terrorist costumes were kind of hot in 2002. Yeah. In 2007, this is not funny. So don't. An intern who you know, Valdez, for the show that I used to work on, Big O and Dukes, his brother Jeff dressed up as a Virginia Tech massacred student. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
So yeah. Not funny. Okay. Like had all the bullet holes in them and everything.
Was he wearing?
Okay. Like it happened in April and then like for Halloween a couple of 6 months later.
Right.
All right. It was like such in poor taste. Other than that. Okay. If you're like, you can't go as a school shooting victim. Other than that, I honestly, there's not a lot of lines that you would offend me.
I would tend to agree with you. You know, have you seen the hottest viral one?
No.
Well, it's not a costume. It's a decoration.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tombstone with a, it looks like a nucleus virus thing on it. It says, "I did my own research."
Oh, yeah.
There's a foot sticking out of the ground. And
political statements.
Messaging. You know what? Halloween is not meant for political messaging.
Yeah. You know what? Halloween costumes suck. Speaking of politics, one year I dressed up as, some president. I don't remember. Maybe Gerald Ford or something. Like something terrible,
Nixon,
right? Nixon. I think it was Nixon. Because it was a last minute Halloween, and that's all I could
find. That's the only mask you could
find. And so what an idiot. Like, I went to the bar with a plastic mask on.
It was stupid. That's actually stupid.
It was stupid. Oh, okay. Actually, the whole entire point is to have sex.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was always told by my English teacher that Halloween is the most sexually active night of the year.
Whoa. Hold on, your English teacher?
Yeah. Senior year told us that
because
people feel least like themselves. Right? And I was also in high school, and I didn't really know. Yeah. No, not for high school students. I don't think. He was saying in general. Like, I think he probably like read this on like a, you know, a Wise Brother
stage. I know, but that's kind of titillating. If you're 17.
It was a guy. It was like our guy English teacher.
I bet you he tried to flirt with so many students.
Yeah. He was kind of young. He was like 30.
He goes, "I definitely won't be at the local bar tonight."
Yeah. Why don't you show me? Why don't you guys take pictures and show me what you guys are wearing?
Because I always would have thought it was New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
You know, people get drunk and sloppy drunk.
Yeah. New beginnings. I've told you the story before about how I was Little John. I did all that.
Did you? You didn't wear blackface.
Yeah, you already. That was the first question you asked. Okay. We basically, I think we've done this conversation.
I don't remember.
I think we did.
Did we do it last Halloween?
Yeah, last Halloween.
All right.
It might be verbatim.
Okay.
But, did we? I always loved the Halloween parades, too.
Oh, yes. Oh,
what a Halloween parade.
Oh, man. I can tell you this. Annandale had one growing up where they would just line up on Columbia Pike and they'd just be throwing candy at the people and the spectators. And as like a little kid, you think you'd about, just be like Mardi Gras.
Yeah. You think about Thanksgiving Day parades like the Macy's Parade and like New Year's Parade, Christmas parades. Halloween has parades, but you got to find the town that really, really loves Halloween to do it.
I think Annandale's up there. I'm not going to lie. Annandale, Virginia, they got a nice little drag there in Columbia Pike. You line up on the roads and they just throw candy at you.
It's the worst street I've ever been on.
Columbia Pike? The
Columbia Pike and Annandale.
Okay, no. You sleep. It's right outside Silverado's.
So many laundromats.
Fall restaurants.
Just like chain after chain, too.
What you can do is after
so many drugstores.
After you get your Twix bar, you can go run over and get a hand job on the
road. So many, yeah.
Hey, spooky season, man.
Watch this finger disappear. This is why Halloween also is great, that it's a slow burn holiday.
Yeah, that's true.
Because
you get a whole month.
Yeah, you basically get a whole month.
More than a month,
that
actually
culminates into one day of Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
You get the fall pumpkin beers, cider, all right, horror movie marathons going on, all culminating in one day of All Hallows Eve.
Mm.
So that's why I like it, too.
The only thing I don't like about spooky season is that it drops dead.
It really does.
November
it falls
1st.
Off a cliff.
Like, you can't watch a horror flick on November 2nd.
No.
It's over with.
Yeah.
I guess you're not really watching a lot of Christmas movies on December 29th.
But after Halloween, it transitions straight into Christmas. You basically skip Thanksgiving.
I know.
You transition straight into Christmas. I was watching people, friends of mine on Instagram, picking out Christmas trees.
What?
The Christmas tree lots are already open?
Yeah, already open.
I hadn't noticed any.
I haven't noticed any either.
And then when you were younger, did you participate in the night before shenanigans of Halloween?
No, I think
I also bring that up.
Probably because I told you I wasn't allowed to celebrate Halloween.
Yeah,
remember it's the devil's holiday.
Oh yeah.
So once I got to college, away from my mommy, I was very inappropriate.
He was dressing up as
Osama bin Laden. Very poor taste.
Saddam Hussein.
That's why he had just had no idea what to dress up as.
He was so stupid as a kid. He didn't realize what you could and couldn't wear.
Yeah. He probably thought Michael Myers was offensive.
That's not true.
I miss being able to wear your costume to class.
I know. We always try to bring it back on the Junkies and nobody will ever wear it.
Are we
should we try
that?
It again
should
year?
Should we try and do that this year?
I'm down. We got a couple weeks to work up a lather.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, what about you know it'd be a hot costume this year? Divorced Tom Brady.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
So you get your Bucks jersey and pants, and you got a helmet, and then you look like George Costanza almost in your uniform. You got pizza stains and Cheeto stains and everything.
Okay.
And you're half balding. out Tom Brady.
That's not bad.
Divorced Tom Brady.
You know what? I've already planned out my costume, but I was planning this out in July. I think the hottest costume this year is going to be the Top Gun Maverick, Tom Cruise.
I was thinking about that too, but I feel like everyone's going to do that.
I feel like they will too, but I don't know. Like, I feel like I would look kind of sexy.
I know. I imagine this. There's going to be a billion of these dudes at your Halloween party.
So many frat guys.
All right. they're going to be dressed up with their aviators and white t-shirt and bomber jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be at the punch bowl. And they're going to take a big scoop and they go, "I'm Tom Booze, everybody." I just picture that going on nonstop at your Sigma Chi houses.
So you have a beef with Netflix and Halloween season and Halloween costumes.
Yeah, I've determined there's some sort of algorithm or formula that Netflix is doing where they're putting out like their hottest shows Mm-hmm. Not necessarily
character driven.
Character. Mm-hmm. Great. That's a great way to put it. Character driven shows. This year, Dahmer comes out mid September, right in time for spooky season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know what came out last year at the same time that swept the nation?
Oh, I definitely watched it, but I can't think of it.
Squid Game.
Yep.
Squid Game.
Yeah.
Character driven. Everybody's in the...
Everybody has a look.
Everyone has their look. You can be the old dude in the jumpsuit. You can be the PlayStation guys as a costume. Mm-hmm. Netflix is strategically putting out these shows and series, miniseries, not a movie, miniseries, for people to binge right before Halloween because they know it's the next hot costume. That is my Netflix conspiracy. Right.
That is genius. I'm not going to lie. That is so smart.
And you'll get another Hubie Halloween.
Oh, I love that.
Wait, are we getting another Hubie Halloween?
I don't know.
This year?
I'm just guessing Adam Sandler's going to have something out by Halloween.
So would you...
If he's a red-blooded American, anyway. Yeah.
Is the Dahmer...
The Dahmer look
costume. Is that offensive?
Oh.
Would you let... if you had a child
Matt,
dress
Matt
up?
Jr.
Matt Jr.?
No. Because you know why? Because I encourage creativity.
So not creative enough.
In my household, I encourage creativity. Yeah. I would say, what else can you come up with? But if they want to be Dahmer, I'll let them be Dahmer.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't think it would be offensive for Jeffrey Dahmer. Obviously, what he did wasn't good.
No.
But for a Halloween costume?
It's actually, thinking about it, it's a very sexualized costume.
Yeah,
of course. I mean,
there's a lot of eating play in there, you know.
Hey, are you gonna go have a turkey leg?
Jeffrey Dahmer, you're smart.
Take it up a notch.
You would have a turkey leg,
right?
And your mouth would be all red.
Oh God.
I saw.
And you would actually, and you know what you would do is you would carry around a raw pork chop.
Oh,
all right.
You know,
maybe it is.
You know what? The more we talk about it, the more I'm like, God, this sucks. So,
Clary, what have been some of your costumes over the years?
Yeah, we haven't gotten any Clary.
So,
costumes.
Okay. Actually, this is a great one. Back in high school, I had zero creativity. And so we went to a Halloween party, like senior year of high school. I had nothing to wear. I didn't really know that it was a cool thing to dress up at this point. And so I came up with the last second idea of used toilet paper. I wrapped myself in a white sheet and I rubbed a bunch of Nutella over myself. I swear to God.
You went to a Halloween party as duty.
Yeah, I swear to God. I don't know if there's a picture out there for it, but I hope someone can find it.
Can you imagine walking into that party and then you're four beers deep and you're getting a little hungry, then you're scraping the fake duty off you and eating it?
It was one of my most clever ideas ever. Last second.
There's 0% chance you got laid while looking at duty.
No percent. 0%. Did not get laid. So it didn't work. Wow. But I thought it was a clever idea for a last second costume.
It actually is pretty
Here's
clever.
The problem with guys is that we get wrapped up when we're in high school and college trying to be funny for Halloween.
Yeah.
You need to dress to impress the ladies. You come in as used toilet paper. It's not going to get any panties wet. Go and dressing up as a terrorist. Not going to get. We botched it.
Yeah.
You got to become something that like the ladies can see your face and that you look halfway decent. You can't just
actually. You know, when you're younger, you need to basically be a pirate or something easy and stupid. Like that.
That's why I don't think the Jeffrey Dahmer is the worst idea. But
no, because you basically all you need are your glasses.
Right.
We have someone with the glasses.
Well, that was a discussion on the Junkies today. Intern John and getting rid of his Dahmer glasses. I think we can browbeat him back into his bringing back out the Dahmer glasses. He's just too self-conscious that everyone's making fun of him.
No, it's not even that people are making. I think he actually turned them in. Like, I think they're gone for good. That's what I think. I'm pretty sure he turned them in.
Like, oh, like when he got the new glasses, he traded them in?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he traded them in, like a switch in. That's what he told me. You can check out his... So I think he literally just got rid of them, which kind of stinks, but whatever.
It's not like a GameStop.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is when you get glasses. I don't know.
Here's the thing, is the glasses... This is why it's good for him to turn in the glasses. It's because on us, it would be funny and it would be a look on Portnoy's chick or mm-hmm. Savannah here at the station. It's kind of like a look, but Lindsay John actually looks like Dom. Right? So that's why he has to turn them in. He has the same frame. Mm-hmm. Okay. He has like the same almost kind of timid voice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he has to turn them in. If
he's kind of a creep.
Yeah. He has the creep look.
Yeah.
If Lindsay John weighed 300 pounds, he could wear them. But since he's skinny and resembles Dahmer, mm-hmm. that's why he has to get rid of him.
I agree. I agree that he looks like Dahmer, but I still think he should ride the wave. Just not the wave. Right. Just a little bit longer. Can't hurt.
But if he really wanted to do it, he would go to his barber mm. with a picture of Dom. Yeah. Give me this look.
Yeah. Do you think?
Hey, what can you do for me with this look?
I think he has a very overprotective mother that may not allow that. Yeah. In fact, she might be the one calling the shots about the glasses too. I'm not quite sure.
You're saying that.
He's in high school, so his mom is very involved in mm-hmm. his life. I think she's a helicopter parent. He'd like Lurch. She's a female version of Lurch.
Right. And so he goes, I don't want you to get teased, so take mm-hmm. off these glasses. We're going to get you some new glasses.
Yeah.
I also don't like what he's doing. This is kind of behind the scenes, but the new glasses he got, he's calling them Tom Holland glasses. Tom Holland is not known for glasses.
That's what I told him. I said Tom Holland wears glasses.
So this is what he's doing. He's trying to portray the fact that instead of looking like Dahmer, he looks like Tom Holland. Yeah. It's further from the truth.
What's the guy that plays Anakin Skywalker? That's who he thinks he looks like in the new Star Wars. That's what he tells me that
Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, that's where he says that he looks like. And I think he's just trying to stay away from the Dahmer.
There's probably only like five glasses that are iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Dahmer glasses. My voice is cracking. Buddy Holly.
Mm-hmm.
John Lennon.
Bono
glasses. Mm-hmm. And that's about
that's,
it.
That's okay. John Denver. John Denver, doesn't he have silly glasses?
Yeah, but if you told me what do John Denver's glasses look like, I wouldn't even.
They look like Dahmer's.
I wouldn't be able to do that. But yeah. I think those are the and Velma glasses from Scooby Doo.
All right, well, nobody's wearing those.
That's actually true.
Those are iconic glasses.
I mean, these glasses
just look like regular glasses.
They look like old lady glasses. I mean, come on. But Tom Holland doesn't have iconic glasses.
No. You know, Tony Stark does in the Marvel movies, which he gives Tom Holland. That's what I thought he was talking about when he said when he got the Tom Holland. I go, oh, you got those blue Tony Stark Iron Man glasses? And he goes, no. He goes, no, the ones he wears in real life. And I'm like, I didn't even realize he wore glasses.
He's just making it up so that you feel like he's Tom Holland, not Dahmer. I would go with a more slovenly look.
Right.
You know what I mean? Here's my Philip Seymour Hoffman. Here's my Napoleon Dynamite look.
Will you guys give me props for being ahead of everyone on that McDonald's Happy Meal story?
Yes.
I tried mm-hmm. telling you last week that they was going to be big. And now we're hearing about how McDonald's is selling out of the Happy Meals and no one can get a hold of them.
I heard they're a hard commodity to get.
Now
this is what I'm learning about Drab. And I always knew Drab is Drab's skinny, but he's a fat guy at heart.
Mm-hmm.
He loves himself fast food. but I didn't realize he's a McDonald's aficionado.
Yeah.
Like he ran circles around us when he was talking about McDonald's.
I know, I was having a show with myself.
You were.
Well, McDonald's is an institution, and I was angry last week about the Morgan Spurlock thing. That still irks me to this day, and I don't like it when people crap on McDonald's because I feel like they're just being hipsters. And in fact, AWOD, speaking of dead people, texted me the other day. I guess he finally listened to Bit Season, and he was so angry at me that I was hyping up McDonald's and the Happy Meals, and he was doing the McDonald's sucks, I'm a Chick-fil-A guy, and I just don't like it when McDonald's is on the Mount Rushmore. It's George Washington.
We love saying Americana.
Yeah,
and McDonald's is synonymous with Americana.
That's true.
I don't know if we're all fat because of it.
Right. Here it is. I thought I actually blocked AWOD after. This is what he said.
Has everyone seen this meme going around?
Yeah. So the
grimace looks like a butt plug.
He texted me. This made me swear. Catching up on Bit Season during the flight. I guess he was in Nashville last weekend.
Silly.
He says, "You guys sound like a couple fat."
That's funny.
Hyping up McDonald's. Ugh, I hate it. McDonald's sucks. I said, "Relax. You're a fat guy too."
is that because he's buying groceries? Or no?
He's so annoying. He's doing what all the skinny guys, people who lose a couple pounds, do.
The
right?
Whole foods, hey, organic that, bit.
Exactly. He'll be back.
You'll be back.
And so I go, "You're a fat guy too." And he goes, "Yes, but I'm fat for pizza and Chipotle. McDonald's has always been overrated." Then he refers himself in the third person. AWOD has always preferred Wendy's or Taco Bell.
Well,
Wendy's it sucks. I hate Wendy's.
I have a soft spot for Wendy's, but
I live across the street from Wendy's, so
it's
I'm
fine.
Time,
but like but McDonald's is superior.
I'm never craving it.
No,
but the fact that Drab remembered the Arch Deluxe was shocking. Out of nowhere, and the fact that he has all of these hidden menu items, like putting the McDonald's. I never knew McDonald's had honey. Okay,
I didn't either. Yeah,
but apparently,
I started a movement.
It's widely known that McDonald's has honey. It's widely known to Drab.
Well, actually, it's not. You have to ask. Not they don't always have it, or some locations may not have it, if I remember correctly. But can I tell you? I've been on a McDonald's kick ever since last week. And actually, before since last week.
I will tell you the best thing about McDonald's.
All right.
The best thing ever is their mayo.
Yes.
Yeah, McDonald's mayo, I could eat out of a bowl.
They got great mayo. But I've been to McDonald's for four straight days. Four straight weekdays. In fact, I think I was over there over the weekend, too. I can't stop.
What are you getting?
You guys won't be impressed, but this is just what I do because I can't go ham on McDonald's. Do kids still say ham? Because I just, you can't eat 1,500 calories every day for lunch. So I just go there and I get a little something to tide myself over.
You get a little taste.
Yeah, I get a little taste of the seasoned beef. All right, and that's what I like. I get size for their patties. Okay, I get size for the salt and pepper and the beef. And so I go to McDonald's and I get, I'm Nubs and I'm on Felt Street. Okay, So I fire up the app. And I get the buy one cheeseburger, get one free. Double cheeseburger.
Okay.
And I get them plain because I get sized for their seasoned beef.
Seasoned beef.
I don't like perfection
over there. You ever see those Chipotle commercials where they have like their skirt steak with, they're covering it in like adobe and everything? Yeah. McDonald's is taking their cold patty and putting it in a microwave.
Call me a rube. The frozen patty they steamed for 20 seconds. I'm a rube, okay? Call me a rube. All right, but this is what I want you to do. Do it one time, all you biddies out there. I want you to go to McDonald's and get either a cheeseburger or a double cheeseburger, but you have to get it plain. No ketchup on it, no onions, no mustard.
No pickles.
All that takes away from the silly taste of the patty, okay?
The
cheese is silly. McDonald's
cheese is great.
So you got to have that. So I get two double cheeseburgers, and then I get
Is that what you said? Can I get two double cheeseburgers plain, nothing on them?
Yeah, I say plane, and they know.
They go, Mars is that way? No.
My dad taught me this trick 20 years ago. He said it's the best way to eat McDonald's, and I agree. And then I get the large dollar soda, which is $1.39 now. Oh, thanks, Joe Rich. Biden.
It's the only thing I care about is my dollar soda is now $1.39, large at McDonald's. And that's it. It's like $4.45, and it keeps me full until dinner. And it's silly.
Now, are you doing this for lunch every time?
I've gone to McDonald's four straight days for lunch.
That's your four straight days?
Yeah.
Of that?
Well, Thursday, order? What's to that? Maybe five straight.
Thursday.
Friday, Monday, Tuesday, four, five straight days. I can't stop.
No, but are you double dipping where you're going at noon for lunch and then you're strolling back over at 6:30 for dinner?
No. I stop by the one by our old Park Fairfax neighborhood on the way home, by the Safeway.
Good spot right there.
Yeah, and I have particular McDonald's that I go to. Like, you know, it's like you have two close to you, but there's always that one that has like a better tasting soda. Or am I just that fat over here?
I think McDonald's sodas are all pretty consistent.
You got to have your home court. Yeah, McDonald's.
Exactly. See?
I even saw a fight. There was a fight in the drive-thru yesterday at McDonald's. I missed most of it.
Was it a screaming match?
Yes. I missed most of it. There was a guy who was doing work on the McDonald's parking lot almost, or in the drive-thru. He had a big hose, like a thick hose that he was spraying stuff down with. And there was some sort of altercation right before I rounded the corner where there was a horn honked from the guy ordering because I think the hose was in the drive-thru. And the guy didn't run over it, but it was clearly in industrial hose that I think you could run over. I don't know. Next thing I know, the guy working and the guy in the drive-thru are screaming at each other, and then the guy in the service truck starts having like some sort of mental breakdown. And I'm not blaming the guy. He goes, "Hey, don't talk to people that way, man. You don't know what they're going through." Oh. He pulled that line on him, right?
That's a hard line,
right? And so then I hear the other guy, after laying on the horn, goes, "I'm sorry, man. You were in the way. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell at you like that." And the guy goes, "Yeah, man. Sometimes people are going through a lot. The mental health thing. People are having breakdowns at McDonald's.
Mental health month." Right. Hey, I know exactly. You know, don't think you're fooling anyone, Drab.
What?
I can read Drab like a book.
Valdez always thinks I'm fooling people.
Drab always likes pulling the wool over your eyes.
All right, what'd I do?
Drab has felt emboldened to go to McDonald's for 5 days in a row because he posted his picture to Instagram where he's wearing all black and everyone's calling him skinny.
So, I'm like that too, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
That was one photo.
He's justifying it to himself. You know what? I'm skinny now. I can afford to go to McDonald's.
I didn't know that. I don't think there were any comments that saying how skinny I am. AY told me I look skinny. When he saw that photo on Twitter or something like that. So then I posted it on Instagram. As I'm cruising.
He's got his burger in one hand. He's going, "Let me put this up."
As I'm cruising IG models and getting liking all their posts. You know, they check out my profile.
Drab pummeling two burgers in his car while he's posting the skinny picture of him in all black and then liking big butts.
Hey, how come you never posted your photo last week of photo?
I forgot.
Should I post it from the BitSeason account then? Yeah. Okay.
From the BitSeason.
Your new profile pic or whatever you said it was going to be.
I look like an Abercrombie model.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the sun. And
yeah.
All that.
It's a good picture.
It was a good picture.
Super tan.
All right. Clary has teased us. Maybe we should take a quick break and come back. I honestly don't know anything about this story, but he says he's got another great Clary story, stallion story for us.
Are you tonguing a 70-year-old now?
No, not yet.
Hey, did you hear John DePompa today?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
you got brought up in the Dave Richards segment.
I got some shine. Well, let me hear it.
I think John DePompa said after his laborious
setup,
he says, "Who's chasing Mrs. Bickle faster, something like that. Who's, who's chasing Mr. Mrs. Bickle faster, the Grim Reaper or Ryan Clary?
Now that she's 86.
Oh, God.
Who's after her faster, the Grim Reaper or Ryan Clary?
And Valdez has long said that John DePompa has too long of a windup for his delivery because he always says, I'm in the ABPPC league, and Valdez is tired of that.
That is my stance.
You said it on air. I'm not saying anything you haven't said before.
I've said that on air. John knows that he needs to shorten his stroke a little bit. That's all.
It's all fine. Yeah. Everything's fine. I'm fine.
You want to be king of zing? Shorten it up a little.
All right. Valdez is the zing king.
Tighten it up.
All right. We'll be right back. We'll find out what the stallion story is, and we got a lot more for you. Hang tight.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Bit Season. We got teased before going to break about Ryan Clary and a story he had. Now, this happened yesterday.
Yes, so it happened on Wednesday. And so Brandon Marshall and Pac-Man Jones, you know them. They're two NFL stars. And I'd say
they are former NFL superstars.
Yes. And so they do a podcast, I Am Athlete. And so they came on the Grant and Danny Show as well as WPGC to promote it. Uh-huh. And so I totally forgot about this yesterday, to be honest. So I was just not prepared. And so,
So they just showed up here and you guys totally forgot?
Well, I forgot, but Darius didn't. But we just weren't, and they already discussed it before the show. I just wasn't there at that moment, so.
You felt out of the loop.
Exactly. I fell out of the loop, and so then all of a sudden, Darius gets the call and saying that they're there, and he's like, okay, I'm going to send my assistant producer to go get him.
Yeah, and then Darius tells you, hey, can you go grab Pac-Man and Brandon Marshall downstairs, and you're like, what?
Exactly. Okay. And so I was just like, oh, my God. Like, I forgot. I thought it was today, Thursday. And so I go down. I'm just waiting by the elevators. And then all of a sudden, Brandon Marshall and Pac-Man Jones are there with their PR lady. And so they walk out of the elevator. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, so what's going on, guys? You here for the radio? And they walk right by me. Big time me. I had my hand try to shake their hand. They walked by me, big time me. And
you stuck out your hand for them to shake it?
And yeah. And they just kind of walked by
me.
Did
they see your hand?
I think they would have had to. They kind of walked. They just thought I was a fan, just waiting for them. And I was like, no, I'm.
You made it clear that I'm part of the radio station.
Exactly. And then once they passed by me, I was like, I'm taking you guys over to the radio station. And then the first time I interact with them, Pac-Man Jones turns to me and goes, is this Sirius XM? And I'm like, nah, Sirius XM. He was like, so we can't curse? Nope, can't curse. And so first interaction I had, and then I'm walking by the market.
Wait, did you take the elevator with them?
No, I was just waiting by the elevator for them.
How'd you bring them up?
They went in the elevator that comes into the office.
And you were exactly. Them
Carlos
up.
Sent them up.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
And so Carlos is our security guy downstairs. And so I'm bringing them around the market. And I'm just going to be honest here. I think they're taking advantage of DC legalizing weed, from what I can smell. And so Pac-Man Jones, he didn't get that name for nothing. I can tell you that. He has his own strand and business. And so he sounds like he's doing well at that.
Right.
So we're walking by the market. I'm getting a whiff.
Well, you know, you have all of that chronic pain from the NFL.
They do.
It probably helps.
It does.
You can immediately tell in that 10 seconds walk that they're
I don't know if it was. I think Pac-Man was. Yeah. I don't think Brandon was, but Pac-Man, I think, was.
Sure.
And so we're walking by the marketplace, and then he sees all these snacks filled.
That's probably heaven.
And he looks at me and goes, this free? And so I'm like choking at this point, and I'm like, yeah. It's free. I say, yeah, it's free. And like, it's not free, obviously. It's so expensive. And so, and then all of a sudden, Pac-Man Jones just starts grabbing water bottles, Gatorades, chips, and a Snickers bar. And he's got all the munchies. And I'm just thinking in my head, like, oh my God, like, this is not free. There's a camera right there. I'm going to get killed because I just told him it was free. Like, and so,
what about all the other people with him?
I mean,
did they get it for snacks too or no?
I think it was for them. I don't know. I never really saw them consume them.
He was probably doing the grocery shopping for the crew.
Yeah, exactly. He was just doing that.
I've been in that situation before because usually, because Valdez is running the board, I'll run down there and I'll get the gas. Depending on the fame level of the guest, depends on my answer.
Mm-hmm.
So I never say it's free.
Ow.
I never say that, but I say, like, oh, we got a card for that. Don't worry about it. Like, or if it's a Nubs guest, Nubs can be near something like, nah, there's a credit card machine right there. You put, your card, you put that in
it
there.
It takes everything but cash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know.
And so, yeah, I just.
I'm not going to buy Nemer. Okay. Two Gatorades. And sometimes if they say, hey, can I get some water? Sometimes I'll go over to like the fountain and get paper cup.
Hey, sink water, okay?
So, yeah. Like,
a couple of things from that. Ryan has an underlying point for us as producers that I don't think you picked up on. He was passed over because he probably looked slovenly.
Yeah, I looked like crap.
And we should probably, whenever we have guests, especially when we have guests in studio, we probably should dress a little better so that we don't look like fanboys.
I looked like a slob. I had like a stain from my lunch. Like, yeah, I was looking bad. It was a bad day. And so they probably just thought I was some sloppy guy who's just like, you know, waiting for an autograph.
They thought he was the janitor.
Yeah, exactly. And so I was just waiting there by the elevator and, you know, they just kind of walked by me like, hey, we got business to do.
I saw Brandon Marshall. He was sized for Linnell.
I was the one taking that video. They ended up, like, honestly, they were great. Like, they were great on air. They were awesome to talk with off the air. You know, we were just talking about real life things. And, you know, I thought it was a ton of fun. Pac-Man Jones was hilarious. He had, he packed a lip the entire time. And so he had Copenhagen long green winter cut, which is my kind. We bonded over that.
I feel like I get along good with Pac-Man.
Pac-Man, yeah. And then he asked me if
not
I had.
Not a big weed guy, but I feel like he'd be funny.
Oh, yeah. He was funny. And so.
Did you have to dump him at all? Was he able?
Yeah. We had to dump him. They said the S word a couple times, I think. And then they did as well last week when Brandon did when he was on air. He did at the very end. But yeah, we had them in studio. It was a ton of fun. And Pac-Man Jones is a legend because he packs lips and smells like weed and eats munchies just like I do. So.
Hey, I was surprised when I was actually a little jealous. Weren't you jealous?
I wasn't. I got a text yesterday about Pac. Someone I know knows Pac-Man and said he was in town. And he said, do you want to meet up with him today with Pac-Man?
I don't want to go out to a bar with Pac-Man, Joe. But I like having silly guests in studio and dapping them up on the elevator on the way in here.
It was silly. I loved it.
You don't still get in fanboy mode, do you?
No. I put my suit on and, you know, I'd shake their hand. I act like I didn't watch them growing up, even though I did. But, you know, I have the sense of professionalism.
I think I've outgrown fanboy mode.
Same.
I don't really get fanboyish. Actually, I take that back. I get fanboyish for maybe one person, Jim Norton. and
Rich
actually,
Boss.
Actually, Boss. Yeah, yeah.
The one time I got fanboyish with someone here was when you guys had Michael Rappaport in studio. And I didn't even know you guys at this point. I was just in the office as a promotions dog. And then I caught wind that Rappaport was in studio. And they were like, yeah, you can go over there and meet him. And I was like, I didn't know that it was kind of like a, you know, like it, the cool thing to do is to not meet someone. Kind of, in a way. or to not act like a fanboy. And so I came over here all hyped up, ready to see Michael Rapaport. And then first thing I do, you guys bring me in the studio to see everyone who's here. And I was the only guy meeting Rapaport with like 10 other girls. And everyone was like, this guy's a fanboy. I just started getting toned on. Michael Rapaport. I took a picture and I was just like, okay. Like,
Michael Rapaport was big in the female community.
He's on Friends. He was on Friends. That's what it was.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, yeah. And man, he does the Wendy Williams show now.
That's a great point.
I think it was the Friends angle that put him over. Who did we just have in studio last week?
The Anchorman guy. I'm blanking on his name. He was great. He was great. I would have fanboyed over him. Not gonna lie. I think he's hilarious.
All the other people were here. Don't you? I kind of miss that when the salespeople come over and they start sniffing around our guests because they find out we have someone silly. Yeah.
I
wish we had more in studio guests. It's hard. I mean, they're just not. You know, we're doing like radio.
I like it when the Junks fanboy over somebody. Like when Jason is with Ariana Grande, or not Ariana Grande. Well, Iggy Azalea.
But when was the last time PGC had a music star?
It's been a while.
I think they had Fat Joe within the last few months. I could be wrong.
Big Tigger. Big Tigger was here, but Big Tigger was working for the Atlanta station. I get sized for Big Tigger.
So. I get sized for radio people.
I did too.
That's why I get sized for Voss and Norton so much.
I don't know if there's been a big-time silly guest here recently for PGC. They got to have some soon, I think, because everything's starting to open back up, really. So, I don't know. I get sized for it, though.
Pac-Man. I mean, those him and Brandon Marshall, two big sillies. I'd be sized.
I'd be butt-sized. Also, aside.
About your handshake?
Handshake. All right. I know
Drab is big on contemplating his pre hello handshake.
Mm-hmm. So,
well, it depends on the color of their skin, to be honest with you.
I get it. And so,
you got to be cool. If it's a white guy down there, I do not care. But I don't want to embarrass myself with a black guy, and he's cool, and I don't want to be seen as the Ryan Clary dork fan, that he thinks, you know.
My D. Smith greeting is the best in the world, because I have the great, I do the great slap.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we grip it and then we do the shoulder.
Bump
shoulders, bump opposite shoulders, and I look super cool when I do that.
He doesn't look super cool because D. Smith doesn't care. And then Valdez is like always does this extra long lean in. And it's so unnecessary because he's like halfway trapped behind the board in the corner over there.
It's great because D respects it because we both have kind of jacked arms.
Mm.
So he gets done with puny Drab. And then he walks over to me and he sees that my arms can lift up more than 20 pounds. My arms been lifting more than buy one, get one free burgers at McDonald's.
So we slap.
All right, we slap and then we bump like that.
I like it.
And then Drab, I can't believe how smooth and cool it is.
No. First glance, I have so much more swag than Valdez. It's not even funny. I'm talking about from my attire to the way I wear my hat. Valdez is wearing his pajamas in here every day. No chance. The brothers that come in.
We're wearing the same exact.
No,
hey, stand up.
Wearing? You're wearing shorts, pajama shorts.
She's got jeans. Yeah, okay, yeah.
One day a week you wear jeans because it's cold out.
Hey, at least I'm not the person wearing a backwards Mariners hat during our CEO visiting.
That's not true. First of all, I was wearing a radio.com hoodie because I forgot he was coming in. I changed out of that, and I took my hat off when we went downstairs.
Wait, why would you take off the radio.com one?
Because it was his idea, the CEO's idea, to get away from radio.com and switch to Odyssey.
Still, though, like, what's the big deal? What is he going to say?
Well, he's not going to say anything, but I don't want him to think that I'm not a team player, that I'm not up with the time or something.
So you're smooching up to Davey?
No, he's the one who's the CEO.
He's CEO. I mean, he's not a bad person to kiss up to.
Okay, yeah.
No, I didn't even be in the position of shaking his hand and saying, hey, I'm the assistant program director while he has his backwards hat on and radio.com hoodie on.
Yeah, that would be a bad look.
That would be an awful look.
Okay, so I changed it to a Nats hoodie.
Yeah.
All right.
In hindsight, I should have wore a button up.
Yeah.
At 3:50 in the morning, sometimes you're not thinking straight.
So
I forgot he was
coming. I wore my collared shirt and everything.
You look silly. You did.
I also heard I looked like this. Someone said, is that the CEO? Studio.
Nobody said that.
Yes, they did.
Nobody thought you were the CEO.
Yes, they did.
Who?
Chris Russell thought I was David Field.
Oh, well. He's
a moron.
I misused another word, but.
Did you like the Junkies drinking game this week?
Here's the thing. I like different games, especially the ones that the Junks participate in, other than like Fact or Fiction or Fill in the Blank.
Give me props for being thinking on my feet. And when they were mentioned in that game, I said, hey, let's do it for the Game Show Wednesday.
I'll give you a producer gold star.
Thank you. That's all I'm looking for.
But what did you think of the game in general?
It's a fun game. I didn't realize when they first started doing it, the only names that they were saying were the same names they said 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. You caught on to that because Greg Louganis. Who's thinking about Greg Louganis?
Nobody was saying Dia Lupa. You know, whatever. Yeah, yeah. You know? Yeah. It was all old names for people that were 60 and 90 years old.
Half of them were in the ground.
You're right.
Here's my thing is that I was thinking about the guys at Norwich. All right.
What's Norwich?
That's where they lived in College Park together.
Oh, remember? Tune that out. All right. Norwich. Okay.
All right. The house at Norwich, where they're doing all their drinking games and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried putting myself into that scenario. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And we're pre-gaming, get ready to go to the cellar, and we're playing the name game with a 30 pack of Natty Light. And I'm thinking, this is the worst possible game that I could do in college. It's too much thinking.
No, but that's fun.
No.
You want to play Flip Cup?
You want to play Flip Cup. You want to play Beer Pong. You want to play Kings. You don't think when you play Kings. You want to have the music going. But when you're sitting there trying to come up with some sort of brain scramble name game, that does not fit the criteria for pre-party music.
Well, Ryan's a little bit younger than us, but do you know what drinking game is silly?
Let me hear it.
Heads Up.
Game
on your phone with the trivia thing. You put it above your head, and then they're trying to guess what it. You're trying to guess what it says, and they're giving you clues. That's a thinking man's game while you're drunk. That's fun, Valdez.
That's a Clary family tradition. Yeah. Christmas.
All right, I can see that. I can see that one because I like Heads Up. But the name game, it's not that creative.
I liked it. I thought it was interesting. Like something that I would do that late at night for when it's like winding down after a party, get some little brain thinking in.
All right.
Brain thinking.
Let's play one round because it was disappointed in my performance. I literally have not thought of this.
Talking about this for the last
no, I mentioned
last
it.
Day.
I mentioned it after the segment where they go for some reason they were like, hey, let's let the producers. I was totally unprepared. It wasn't fair. It wasn't a level playing field because they were just using old names.
Yeah.
I think this game would be super hard if you're a listener and you're calling in and you're trying to beat them because you're not used to any of the names. Like, you don't have the Rolodex.
Yeah.
And so let's go. Did you understand how the game was played?
So we each get a letter for the last name, and then we...
So name's Ryan Clary, then mine would be C.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm C, right. And you're C, and he's V. Or actually...
No. He, Valdez, would go after what I said.
Yeah, yeah. So unless you have a double name, then it goes back to you.
Right.
And then if you have a single name, it apparently...
Skips
somebody. I don't know. I mean, I think it's better when you have more than three people. But Dan Orlovsky. So you would go... Oh.
Oliver Platt.
Jeez, this is hard. Denzel Perryman.
No.
No. Come on. What do you mean?
You don't know how to play the game, Paul.
What do you mean?
You're P. I said yeah, Oliver Platt.
You starts with a P.
You're Pat Tillman.
Tillman.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Wait, so how was I P? I thought you just said P.
No. Terry Crews.
All right. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Ryan Clary.
What are you saying? Ryan, like, I don't understand this.
You guys listen to the segment.
I swear to God, I did. I loved it.
Hey, okay. You know what? Ryan's that ogre that just drinks the beer.
Probably.
He said, what name did you say?
Terry Crews.
Okay. Crews ends with C. So I have to start with C. So I said Cristiano Ronaldo. I ended with R. So you have to start with R.
Okay.
All right, no, so okay. Give me an R
do
name.
Do an R one.
All right. Matt Ryan. Come on, what do you mean? What do you mean? What am I doing wrong here?
No. First name R.
Last name whatever.
Ryan Reynolds. Okay. Yeah. Okay, Ryan Reynolds.
All right, see, that goes back to you then, because it was double.
And then I would say Ryan Rosillo. Oh.
I don't know where that went.
It goes back to Clary.
Jeez. Oh my God, this is bad. I got nothing. I got nothing. Like this, this is terrible.
Ryan Sandberg.
There you go.
Okay, stop.
That's the game. So Clary, the worst.
I listen.
You know what? This is a fun drinking game.
See?
The screaming out person is the most fun.
Yeah, that's the best part is screaming. But this is what I don't understand is how are you drinking? How are you drinking during this game?
I think you have.
It's when you lose.
No. I think you drink when it's your turn until you say something. Isn't that it?
Oh, here. I got my water. You have a Bang Energy. You want to try it while we're...
All right.
Oh, you have water there, too?
Yeah, I got water.
Instead of going,
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so who wants to start?
But I don't know how much time you're supposed to have.
I don't know how much time either.
All right.
But
maybe wait, here. Wait, I have a minute right here.
There probably isn't a time limit. You just keep drinking.
Yeah, you keep drinking until you pass out, it seems like.
The time limit's more fun.
Yeah. Who wants to start?
I'll start with a name.
All right.
Tom Brady.
All right. Brian Baldinger.
I suck at this game. I stink at this. I don't know.
Ryan may not be that smart.
Hey, now I know why. Now I know why you failed college one time.
I don't know. I'm not quick on my feet.
Let me ask you a question. If you play this game,
yeah,
right. But you play with porn stars. Does that make you a perv?
Of course. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
How many porn stars can you name? I don't know.
I was going through my head. I felt like I could name a lot.
No, I don't know the names of a lot of porn stars, especially off the top of my head. I mean, I could, if you asked me, like, write down the name of 20 porn stars, I could probably get there. What's Pete Maravich's favorite porn star that he always talks about? Sia or something, the Swedish chick. That skips you.
Let's actually play that. Come on, do we want to play that?
I honestly can't name.
You just said you could name 20.
No. Over like an hour if I'm writing them down on a notepad.
Okay.
Yeah, not off the tip of my tongue.
Jenna Jameson.
Oh, that's a double point.
I know. And you go back. Tiger's Creeper, Jocelyn James.
Jesse Jane.
This is
so many Jane. Hey, size for Jesse Jane.
Ah. I'm stumped.
Jenna Hayes. You remember her back in the day?
Of course I remember Jenna Hayes.
She's a dirty back girl. To me now?
Well, no.
You need an H.
I need an H.
Hank?
Who's got that big Who's that hung dude I'm thinking of? Hey, who's that ugly chick that's
And that's you know what, we should bring him back at next game show Wednesday.
We should try it again.
Next week. Let's try it again.
All right.
We really should.
All right.
Well, you won't be involved.
I won't be involved.
I like this is my official stance on the game. I like the game as a junkies game on Game Show Wednesday. I don't think it's a great drinking game.
It's not. I mean, did any of us drink any of our drinks in our hands during any of that? No.
Well, it's also because it's only three people, so it's a little tougher. I don't know.
Not enough. A nice group of six. Would
exactly.
Be
yeah. It actually would flow better if Ryan was out.
Yeah, I know. I know. I was bad at it. I butchered it. I wasn't ready. I wasn't prepared.
Yeah. 20 years ago, I don't know what the kids are playing now. Flip cup, beer pong, or Beirut is all the East Coast.
Beirut. Yeah. Beirut's a big one now.
And quarters.
Quarters.
Asshole.
Dice.
Nice.
What am I? Why am I blanking on the name? Where you throw up a dice cup, I think is what some people call it.
Oh, yeah. Beer die.
I don't know, you throw it up. I haven't really played it, but it's kind of a fun game.
You know, I invented beer pong in the water.
Oh, come on.
What are you talking about? They've been playing beer pong for 50 years.
No.
You think you're the first guy to play it in a swimming pool?
No, not in a swimming pool. In the Magathy River.
Here the Magathy.
I had this half-wit idea of bringing a table and all the beer pong accoutrement out to Dobbins Island. All right, when we're all in college.
Yep.
And we're all hanging out at home in the summertime. Everyone's back from college, meeting up, going out on the boat out to Dobbins. Partying it up. And I had the idea of taking my grandma's table, okay, the foldable table, out into the waste area. Not waste area, but waste deep water. Anchoring it down into the sand and putting the cups on there. And playing beer pong in the Magathy.
I thought you meant like floating down the river.
No.
Right.
No.
Like a lazy river.
No, not like a lazy river beer pong. But,
okay.
But in the water beer pong. While you're getting sunburnt. Listening to Kenny Chesney.
That's a good time.
No shirt, no shoes, nation.
All right. I do get sized for that channel.
I was the
channel 57.
I was the first person to invent that. I swear.
All right. I'll give you props.
And no one did it before we did. And then everyone caught on. Then next weekend we were out there. You should have seen it. There were so many tables. It looked like a Bills Mafia tailgate. And I just want props. I want props from all the alcoholics that are at Dobbins Island playing that, listening to Kenny, because that we did it first. That's all.
I'm thinking about drinking and what I did with my friends when we were drinking and at house parties, and I'm having like cringeworthy flashbacks to my senior year of high school and freshman year of college of having freestyle rap battles while we're drinking.
No.
Literally every Friday and Saturday night, that's what we would do. We'd all be lit. All right.
I'll be a little bit lit off their hypnotic. Yeah.
I was definitely drinking Alizé. That was my drink. And we'd be sitting there in a semicircle, have a freestyle, just awful freestyle rap battles.
People pounding on the table, coming up with beats.
Yo, I'm about to flow.
Everybody did that. Don't lie, everybody did.
Of course,
you think we didn't do that at Kyle Kimmy's house?
Doing that? Are you and your friends still having freestyle rap battles?
Not anymore. But like, definitely, like in that age gap to like senior year of high school, later in high school, like, oh yeah, we used to go in.
You know, everyone called him the freestyle, but you would write him down the entire week.
Think about it. You're walking to class.
And you're on the bus like Eminem, scribbling down your rhymes.
He just came up with that.
Oh, he just bodied Joe Smith with that line.
Nobody knew you were working on it for a week.
I love those days.
Good stuff, man. All right, let's end it there. Yeah. Good fun show today. We'll be back on the Junkies tomorrow, and of course every Thursday on Bit Season. Thanks for listening, guys. Please tell people about the show. We're trying to grow it. Tell people about the show. Share it on social media or tell a friend, and let's get more people turned on to Bit Season. All
right, see you guys.
Have a great weekend.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.